I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Frank Montano. He's candidate for City Council in District 1. Welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you here. So you were city councilor for 12 years, for three terms in the 90s up till 2002. What made you want to run again?
What really made me run again is the fact that the city is facing a $15 million deficit. And, you know, at the time that I thought about running, I thought that I'd be running against the incumbent, who later decided not to run. And I just felt like, you know, the current council wasn't doing enough to correct that $15 million deficit that they've managed to get themselves into.
So this is the big question for everybody's on everybody's mind is, how do you fix that in the short term? How do you think about it in the long term?
Well, in the short term, certainly, you know, there's going to have to be an analysis of what the city is currently doing. You know, every department is going to have to analyze what it's doing and figure out whether or not there are some things that they can do away with. And then you present that to, the way I see it, you present that to the city council, and then the city council and the public can decide, you know, what kind of cuts they would like to have that, you know, doesn't do away with vital services. Now, most definitely, you're not going to be able to do away with your first responders, either the police or the fire department, but you know, all the other departments, you might be able to find areas where you can cut back on. So, you know, currently what the city is proposing is about $3.8 million in new revenue. So that would be in the form of both property tax and gross receipts tax. And then they're also proposing a $4.7 million franchise fee to be collected from the water company. And so those are two huge revenue enhancement, you know, proposals that are on the table at this point. And then they are also proposing raising something like $2.5 million in fees in general. So, you know, that could be in the form of, you know, a little bit more for a business registration, maybe more for taking part out at the Genoveva Chavez Center for ice skating or swimming or whatever. Then they're proposing $4 million worth of cuts. So in the short term, what I would propose is that what I have learned is that the city so far this fiscal year is seeing that they've collected about $1.5 million over what they projected in taxes. They've collected $1.5 million worth of taxes over what they had projected. So they got that million and a half. I think that should be applied to the next fiscal year. You got a savings of 1.5, not going to be spent, so put it into the next year's budget. And so, you know, the 15 million then becomes 13 million 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, $13.5 million. And then, instead of looking at just $4 million worth of cuts, I would suggest that, at a minimum, the city look at $8 million worth of cuts. And maybe it's not possible to make $8 million worth of cuts without severely, hurting the city's services. But maybe it is. If you don't look, you don't know. And so, you know, let the city staff prepare a list of $8 million and see what how the council and the public responds to those $8 million worth of cuts. And maybe there's $8 million worth of cuts out there. Maybe not.
It's so tricky because, of course, everybody wants to protect themselves and their friends.
Well, they want to protect, you know, whatever it is they're interested in. You know, maybe, as an example, a cut could mean that instead of having Genoveva Chavez open at 6 o'clock in the morning until whatever it is, I don't know the hours, let's just say as an example, 10 o'clock at night, maybe you shorten the hours.
Yeah.
You open from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. Yeah, and those are the kinds of things, you know, that some people, you know, would be concerned about because, you know, I go lap swim at 6 o'clock and that affects me.
Now, how did we get here? How did we get to this position of such a big budget deficit?
Well, it started way back in 2008. You know, there were some drastic cuts that the city needed to do back when, you know, the bottom fell out of the economy. And they were able to do some, but they decided to also, you know, tap into reserve funds, and they decided to tap into water utility funds, and they decided to tap into bond funds, and those are funds that traditionally are not used for general fund operations. And so, you know, they kept doing that for, you know, 10 years, and so it's added up, and yeah. Now they're faced with a $15 million deficit. So it's accumulated over the course of 10 years.
You would like to do some planning, strategic planning for the city. What does that mean? What do you think the city hasn't been doing that it should be doing in terms of planning its future?
Well, the way I see it, you know, following the city council and following news reports as to what the council is doing, the governing body, because the mayor is included in that group, so you call it a governing body. And so what I've seen is that, you know, every other week when they have a meeting, you have a portion of the meeting where the city councilors and the mayor get to raise issues that they are concerned about. And so over the course of, quite a few of the last few administrations, what I have seen is that at those meetings, you have councilors proposing this resolution, proposing that ordinance, proposing this project, proposing that project, all those things. They have a price tag that you have to look at as well. And so you have nine different people going in nine different directions. And it seems to me what there ought to be is a meeting of the minds. Let's look at, you know, what are the priorities of the town? Let's put together a strategic plan. What's the most important thing that we have as a city has to do? And of course, that's going to be, you know, fire and police protection, but what after that? What is our priorities after that? And then, and after these priorities, what are the things we hope to do if at some point, you know, we're able to do these extraordinary things that cities don't normally do? And so I figure that it would be worth our time to put together a strategic plan so that our budget expenditures reflect the priorities of our citizens. And in that way, we won't get ourselves into this kind of a position. You know, you have your strategic plan. You know, you got to do this, that, and the other. And if there's anything left over, then we want to do these other things that, are somewhat out of the ordinary.
Right. I think probably most people would agree that police and fire protection are very important. Are there ways to do those things more efficiently? Do you talk about, when you think about budget and stuff, preventing fires, preventing crime in the first place?
Well, you know, certainly prevention of crime is something you want to look at, but that also has a price tag. You look at the core, you look at the root of the crime problems. So, you know, in Santa Fe, you know, your crime occurs because you have drug addiction. A lot of folks on heroin, a lot of folks, you know, taking on illegal drugs, and that takes a lot of police time to check those kinds of things out. Burglaries, both at home and, you know, car burglaries, things like that, robberies, all those things. And so in order to prevent, you know, these folks breaking into various places or robbing things, I mean, you got to look at their situation. And so there's a price tag to,
right,
you know, to taking people off of drugs. So police protection and fire protection, they're just necessities. And there are probably little things you can do to tweak those kinds of departments, you know, looking at your overtime, looking at all kinds of things. You know, I know that the city, they had created a take-home policy that was less giving than what they had had at one time, and then they gave it back. And the same thing with, you know, they went from a 5 days a week, 8 hours, back to 4 days and 10 hours
right,
a day. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things that they can look at, but sometimes they're not popular with the folks that are in the department.
Anything else you would like to let people know before we go?
Well, you know, I just want to say that I believe that the biggest issue facing the city is that of the deficit, and I've been able to balance 20 different budgets, and they haven't been balanced, by taking from reserves or funds that you shouldn't have to take from. So never took from Peter to give to Paul. And in the end, you know, when I helped to balance these budgets, the city or the school district that I was working for They still had their primary services. You know, in the case of the city, everybody got their services. In the case of the school district, everybody got an education. And, you know, we didn't cut major programs. And when I left both the city, my first go-around, three first terms that I had, and when I left the school district, the two terms that I had with them, I left those two places in good financial footing. So I would hope that people would elect me to office to help with this budget deficit. I think I have the experience and the knowledge to deal with these issues.
Frank Montano is candidate for City Council District 1. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Pleasure.